Welcome to the Customer Mission Podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Olson, and today we're talking about why marketing shouldn't always sell. There's been a recent push, most likely by the bean counters, to establish a direct ROI for marketing efforts, and I can understand this thinking. Advertising and marketing are expensive. The adage of half of all marketing spend is wasted, we just don't know what half, makes sense if you're looking at waste in an immediate return sense. You spend X dollars on advertising and marketing this quarter and only get Y dollars in sales. As a numbers person, you'd want to invert that balance. But the problem is, that's not the only purpose of marketing and advertising. Take, for example, British Airways. They launched a new outdoor ad campaign showing a child peering out a window of a plane in flight. The billboards don't include a logo, QR code, tagline, or call to action. It doesn't sell in the traditional sense, but that's the point. In a world where executives sit around a boardroom evaluating the marketing team's concepts and stating, make the logo bigger, we need a call to action, make the product image larger, show the URL, and we need to list our features and benefits, are those thinking about the beans, not about how consumers operate and make decisions, or how to create perceptions or build trust and recognition? It comes across as a bit pompous, actually. It's like saying, we need to talk about ourselves as much as possible. A truly strategic marketer understands how a company needs to take a unique position and orientation and use marketing to capitalize on it. You see, British Airways isn't oriented as a low-price leader. So advertising features and benefits and other amenities would amplify the price narrative. In essence, we need to have more stuff, but we're more expensive. So instead, the marketing strategy focused on shifting the narrative around their unique orientation. That experience is their differentiator. And it would be a step down to consider anything else. And they illustrated that experience rather than simply stating it in a bold sans-serif font. Engaging consumers isn't about necessarily and incessantly promoting features and benefits, but consistently reinforcing what makes you distinctly different in a way that connects with people. Over the last few decades, in the spirit of saving money, companies have continued to hire more and more junior staff who see cool ads and simply try to replicate them to little success. Remember, if someone knows how to use Canva, it doesn't mean that they're a designer, marketer, or strategist. Just like if someone knows how to use QuickBooks, it doesn't mean they're a financial expert. It's not simply about being cool, quirky, funny, or catchy. A unique orientation is inherent to a solid, well-thought-out foundation for a bigger strategy. Without it, the default is the run-of-the-mill marketing that pushes features and benefits ad nauseum. Take Walmart, which sets the bar for low price expectations. So a competitor like Target instead focused on a better customer experience orientation. And their marketing focuses on reinforcing and shifting the narrative from, is it worth paying more for Target? To, I love Target. Do I want to hassle with going to Walmart? Marketing strategy, just like financial strategy, requires a level of experience and expertise that goes beyond the implementation of familiar tactics. And just like any good monetary strategy, returns can take time to manifest. Organizations need to start thinking about marketing less as a transactional sales tool and more of a mindset-changing, narrative-changing tool. Just like short-term versus long-term investing, you can make some quick gains from some lucky stock picks, but the people who make the real money are focused on the long game. This has been Andrea Olson with the Customer Mission Podcast. Thank you for listening and look forward to having you back next time.